Hi, welcome to Amphone Customer Services. How can I help?
Okay. I've got, let's have a look. What do you want, telephone number? No. Invoice number. 812-91096.
Talking to Mr. Theo Leonen?
That's right, Van Leonen.
Okay. So the company name that is registered with this connection is
Associated Mechanical, yeah.
Associated
now,
Mechanical Services.
Yeah. Now, first of all, I'm not very happy with your internet service. At the moment, I can't get through. So can you tell me why?
Okay, what are the difficulties that you're currently facing?
Well, there's, it won't load up. Yes, it's fine, but today it won't load up. And usually every day I have to switch off the system, let it reset, then switch it back on again.
Okay, that is normal, sir.
Every day, I've never had that with Telstra.
No, what happens is, it's a good practice, I would say. So in the morning, when you come to your business, you turn off the Wi-Fi modem and turn it back on again. That actually gets your speeds up and running.
Yeah.
If you keep the Wi-Fi modem turned on, it stays on. Your internet will be working,
okay.
But it might become a little bit sluggish gradually. And about Telstra, if you talk about, sir, Telstra and us, we offer you the same quality services. So there is nothing difference with the services that you get from Telstra and us.
Okay, but, the next one is invoice number 812-91196.
Okay, I'm coming to your invoice. Give me a minute. First, let me check the connection, because
yes.
According to the type of connection that you have, it's a FTTC connection that you have. So you must be having a NBN box, a white box that will be installed somewhere inside the house. And from that box, the connection is drawn to the modem. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. So when you wake up, like when you come to your business, turn the NBN box, cut off the power supply for both the devices, and plug them in back. So basically, you just disconnect the electricity supply and connect it back. That will help you to get your internet stabilized.
Okay. Now the next one.
I'm just running a few tests just to check the connection.
Okay.
Give me a moment. Yes, your services are up. Internet is connected, sir.
Okay. All right, I'll turn it off because I've been out all day. I had to leave the premises at 5 this morning, so I just got back. Okay, next one is invoice number, it's hard to read, 812 9.
I'll let you know, sir. You won't have to read it out. Your current the total amount that reflects on your bill is $97.35.
55 cents. I've paid that already.
When did you pay it?
15th of the 10th.
15th of the 10th. That was last month, sir.
Yeah. Well, I haven't got this month yet.
Okay, I'll just check. But this month's invoice is generated already.
Okay. But what about, I've got a factory which I don't use the internet there. So I actually tried using it and it just doesn't work. And that's at Unit Factory 465, Lusher Road, Croydon.
It's in Croydon, right? That's a different address, sir. I'll check. So
that's
what
correct.
So the bill that you have to pay in November is $97.35 in total, including the charges, credits. You have fixed to mobile charges, so you have made a call to a mobile number that is added, and the monthly access fee is added. Your broadband, landline, all the charges included, it's $97.35.
Hang on. Maybe this is it here. Hang on. Because there's so many bills. $98.54, that's right?
$97.35.
No, that's a different, that's the other one.
And you're talking about the address. You have multiple businesses, right? So
one
business. Yeah. So you have one business and another warehouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the one we just talked about is my residence, right? That's Wonga Park.
Yeah, 48 Jumping Creek Road is Wonga Park. This is your residential one.
Yes.
Okay. Can you please check the customer account number on for your...
Lusher Road.
Yeah, let me just try
invoice.
To check.
Customer account number? Yeah, okay.
It should be...
Because I haven't paid Lusher Road because I don't get any internet.
Okay, can you please read out the customer account number for that?
Yes, 812911.
Give me a moment, let me check. Okay, this is also registered under Associated Mechanical Services.
Yeah, that's right.
It's in Unit 4, Lusher Road. Croydon.
That's correct.
And the total invoice, in total, it has summed up to $180.58.
Yes, because I'm not using it. I can't use it. It doesn't. I don't get any internet at all, because when I contacted your office some months ago, I said I don't have a modem for this, and the guy said, "You don't need the modem. You got your Telstra modem. You can use that."
Yeah, that will work. He was correct, actually.
Well, I don't get anything on it. I can't connect on it. It won't do anything.
Okay, so...
Excuse me for interrupting, but you can check my usage on that, and it'll probably be zero.
Okay. I'll surely check, but I just need to ask you one question. Like, currently, are you... there, like in Unit 4 Lusher Road?
No, I'm not there. Rarely I'm there. I use it as a warehouse, and very little takes place.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't need a phone.
Contract expires for this warehouse connection. It started on 11th of July this year. Okay, and it is the contract is active till 11th of July 2026.
Yeah, well, maybe if we should cancel it. Because as you can check, the, data from that address is probably zero. It hasn't been used because I can't use it. It doesn't comply, I can't connect into it. I tried switching it off, switching it back on, and it won't even... allow me to go on to your site.
Okay. I would advise you to do one thing, sir. Whenever you visit your warehouse, okay, give us a call back in our customer support from your mobile phone, and we will just have to check the current status of the modem and the connection, okay, and we will surely... give you a solution for that, for because it is not possible for me to run any test on the modem for now because you're not there, sir. We need to check
Right.
We need to check the connectivity. We need to check what type of installation is being done for that connection. So
yeah,
if you please
okay, that's why I haven't That's why I haven't paid, because I haven't been using it. And when I add up the total amount, it's exactly the same as Telstra, my Telstra bill. So we're not saving anything by going to M-Phone.
No. I'll explain you, sir. There are differences in the type of connections that you have in both the addresses. Okay. So the type of connection that you have in this address, I mean the warehouse address, is different.
Yeah.
And the packet is also different for this address. Okay. Now, for your residential connection, the setup is totally different, and you also have a different package for it, because your residential connection has more speed. Okay, you have opted for the 50 Mbps speed of the broadband for a residential connection, and for the warehouse connection, you have only opted for a 25 Mbps connection. That is cheap. So the total amount that is outstanding for your warehouse connection is $180.58. And if that is not for a month, sir, it has not been paid for a couple of months or more.
I rang your office.
You're getting that amount.
Yeah. Well, I want it disconnected because I'm not paying for something I don't use. I rang your office probably a month ago. And I said, I want it disconnected, and that's it. But nothing has happened.
Okay, I'll let you know, sir. The contract is active till July for this warehouse connection.
Then cancel the contract.
The cancellation will incur early contract termination charges, approximately $199.
$200? Well, I tell you what. I'll pay my normal one at the home. I'm not paying this one. And if you want to go further, go for it. Because I'm being cheated on. Because if I add up the $82 on the Lusher Road and the residential one of $95, you know, and then add that together with my Telstra, I got three mobile phones still running with them, and that's costing me now $180. And you add the whole lot up, it's exactly the same as what I was paying with Telstra. Now, why should I stick with you guys?
Now, sir, see, the charges with Telstra, if you check the Telstra prices, Telstra is more expensive now.
It's still $372. That was what I paid.
It won't be the same with Telstra, sir. Telstra prices have gone up. Even Optus, they have increased the prices. So most of the other suppliers have increased the prices. But with M1, we have given you a price and we have given you a contract, so it's the same you're getting.
I don't know. Look, you mean I still have to pay? I'll tell you what, just cancel it, okay? Cancel the whole bloody lot. I'll go back to Telstra, and I've never had problems with Telstra. The cancellation policies and all this rubbish, not interested.
I would explain you, sir. It's more complicated with Telstra, sir. Because the warehouse connection.
Maybe,
is that
but I don't have any. I don't have any problems with Telstra. This is the whole point.
Okay, I'll explain. I'll make it very simple for you. Your warehouse connection was under a contract, so when you signed up a contract with us, you have been notified about the contract terms conditions. So it's the same thing with Telstra. Telstra will give you a 2-year contract. We give you 1-year flexible contracts. So if you want, you can renew it every year. If you do not want to renew after the contract, you have the right to leave. Okay. So we give you more flexible contract terms. We also give you the option to renew your contract for 6 months, which you don't get with other suppliers. They will give you 2-year contract.
No, I'll give Telstra to call and double check on that one. But
sure,
I mean,
no,
yeah, but I'm paying technically $93 for nothing every month.
Sir, if you do not need the warehouse connection, sir, it is totally upon you. But I would say suspending the internet services for your warehouse won't be a good option, because it's your it's related to your business. So you will need the internet there.
That's all right. I don't care. I got, doesn't matter. If I use it, I use my iPhone. And that's more than enough.
So I've sent you the bill, I mean the invoice, for your warehouse connection in your email address. You will get the whole picture there. It is a detailed itemized, like it's a detailed bill that you get. So all charges, everything is actually mentioned there. Okay. And for this warehouse connection, we have given you the option to use your Telstra modem. So we didn't charge you a single penny for a modem. We configured the old modem for you so that you can use the Telstra modem with us as well. These options are not given with other suppliers, sir. When you join a company, you will have to buy a modem from them. That will cost you somewhere around $150.
Well, I'll still get it.
Anyway,
irrespective of that, I'm not very happy about paying this $180 because I haven't used it and I haven't been able to make any contact.
Okay, I understand that you currently you don't have requirement for this connection, but you had a requirement for this connection and you have taken this connection from us, sir. We cannot just go ahead and install a connection.
What it's 6 months, is it, the contract?
Yeah, approximately. It's like it is going to end in July next year.
That's more than months.
For the warehouse, I'm talking
about.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I have sent you the copy of the bill in your email address for your warehouse connection. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, can you please read out the account number for the residential connection one more time?
Yes. Was the account number you want?
Yes, sir.
812910.
Give me one quick moment.
812910.
Got it. Now, currently for this account, you have an outstanding balance of $97.35. Okay. And this is a 50 Mbps connection.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah, that's current and it's running.
And everything is up and running, like your internet and all. See, if you check with Telstra even, so the prices for 50 Mbps, the price for 50 Mbps connection will be more than this. So you will end up paying a lot more.
Yeah, so it's a big mistake having the communications at the warehouse.
Yeah, it is the warehouse. The warehouse connection is separate, sir. And your
residential
is separate. And you actually pay for both the accounts. That we understand. But the residential connections are different, sir. Business connections are different. That is a business connection that you have. This one is a residential connection. Okay.
And why is there a difference in price?
The prices are different because the package is different, sir. Because the residential connection that you have that has the 50 Mbps broadband, the business one that you have in the warehouse that has a 25 Mbps broadband. So your warehouse connection has a lower speed.
It doesn't matter because I don't use it anyway.
Yeah. So generally, what people do is most customers, like if you have a business, we have customers who have a business, who have like warehouses, they run restaurants, so they keep a Wi-Fi in their restaurant, they keep another one in a like warehouse where they keep the stocks. Okay.
Yeah.
So they actually go for a higher speed of the broadband for the main business, for the residential business, and they choose the lowest speed, which is 12 Mbps or 25 Mbps, any one of these two, whichever is available there. Okay, and they just keep it in the warehouse.
Yeah.
This is what generally people do, and that is what you have been advised. So from our we didn't pressurize you or like just to make profits. We didn't ask you to go for a higher speed of the broadband in your warehouse. You have been advised to get the 25 Mbps one so that you don't have to pay much for it.
Yeah, you're still paying $80 or $90.
Sir, but just right, it will be a lot more, $130 to $140, they are going to charge you. See, you are currently not with Telstra for these two connections. So Telstra will say that you will be like getting a better deal. They might say that. But if you check their website, they have promotional offers for the first 6 months. For example, if they have a package which costs $100 a month. Okay. For the first 6 months, you pay $50 for it. After 6 months, it increases and it becomes double. You get a contract of 24 months with them. Now, if you calculate that for the remaining 18 months, you have to pay $100. That means...
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Okay. But at this point in time, I don't need it there. So technically, I would like to have it disconnected. All right?
No problem. If you want to have it disconnected, I have already told you about your contract. Contract termination charges, everything.
Yeah, well, if I'm paying nearly $100, then I may as well pay you an extra $200 I'm saving.
Now, what you have to do is you have to send us an email about that account mentioning the account number for the warehouse, which is the other one. The residential account number is 812-910.
Yeah, well, forget about that one.
48 Jumping Street, Jumping Creek Road, Yonga Park. So
yeah.
This is the one that you wish to keep, and you can keep it. And you're already on a low price for it. And for the warehouse one, there is a different account number. So in the email that you're going to send to us, you have to mention that account number and the first line of address for your warehouse.
Yeah.
And you can just mention the reason of cancellation, okay? So your cancellation request will be then forwarded. And the email address where you have to send the email to will be support at mphone.com .au.
Okay.
And I would also advise you, sir, if you find it difficult to pay the bills manually, you can always opt for a direct debit option. If you want, you can set it up. We will send you a form. You fill it up and submit it, and then the direct debit can be activated within the next 48 hours after submission. So after that, you don't need to worry about the bills anymore. Every month, your bills will be paid up, and by the first week, your bills are generated. On 18th of the month is the direct debit date when the payment will be collected. And you will get ample amount of time to check your bill, review your bill. If you have any disputes, you can give us a call back. So you get approximately 10 to 14 days in hand before you make the payment.
Okay.
That will be a better option for you.
Yeah. Okay.
You also have the option to pay by BPay, like pay by cash to the PayPoint. So these options are also available for you.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
So what would you like to do about the residential account here in 48 Jumping Creek?
Well, I'll pay it, but could you resend the invoice, please?
Sure. I'm sending you the invoice.
Because I can't. Hang on a minute. Maybe it's here.
No, I sent you the invoice for the other one. So that is why I sent you the invoices again, so that it becomes easier for you to differentiate between the warehouse account and the residential account. Your residential account number is 812-910.
I've got it here. I just found it. Yeah.
Yeah, I just sent it to you.
That's 9735.
Yeah, 9735. So you you mentioned that it was like some other amount. That is not the case, sir. You
need
to pay 9735 for the residential account. And
okay.
I have sent you the emails for both, so that you can differentiate between the two accounts easily. There will be two different accounts for that.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so the
I got it.
Sent.
Okay. Okay, I spent enough time on the phone.
Okay. Is there anything else that I can help you out with, sir?
No. Just in case, what's the phone number if there's any difficulty at the warehouse?
Same phone number you call us.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Good.
You give us a call.
Okay. Yeah.
So whenever you are present in that warehouse, give us a call when you are there. So that we can run a few tests and check the connection there, whether the connection is up and
good
our
idea.
Side, it is on.
Okay.
The connection is present, but you mentioned that you're not able to use it.
That's correct.
Yeah, so we need to check the connection, what is the problem there, okay? And we haven't charged you for any modem cost or anything, sir. We have configured the old modem, the Telstra modem for you. So this is an option which you won't get with other suppliers easily.
Yeah, all right. We'll sort it out. Thank you.
Change the whole setup.
That's okay.
Anyway, it was a pleasure talking
That's
to you.
That's it.
Thank you for calling us.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh.